بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still reading this hadith, a little of a lengthy hadith, which is a hadith al-Qudsi, in which Allah Ta'ala himself speaks, and which Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi says that the people of Syria used to regard this as a most eloquent, most noble hadith. We read about half of it, where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that do not make zulam. Allah has made zulam haram upon himself, and Allah has made it haram on all others. In all matters, whether it is this matter or any other matter, we should see everything holistically and not just jump to conclusions. Like, for example, it's common, a husband or a wife comes with a complaint about the other partner, and they will say that other partner is making so much zulam on me. But when we hear the actual story, then it many times it comes out to be the opposite, whether it is a boss with his workers. The worker comes, my boss has made a lot of zulam on me. But when we hear the actual story, then it's a different story. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْفُوا مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Do not speak of that which you do not have knowledge about. We don't know this whole story, we don't hear the other side, but we are very, very quick to start making comments, etc. And we will be taken to task heavily for that on the day of Qiyamah. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرْ وَالْفُؤَادْ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. What we hear, what we speak, what we think in our heart, all that we will have to answer for it on the day of Qiyamah. So just by hearing a comment, narrative, and we also jump the bandwagon, and we are putting ourselves unnecessarily in big danger. We got nothing to do with the matter, but just because it's common talk, we also jump on the bandwagon. And we will be taken heavily to task for that on the day of Qiyamah. We don't know the reality, and we just start passing our comments. So Allah Ta'ala has explained that also very beautifully in this hadith. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, we read that if all people try and help, harm Allah Ta'ala, the whole creation, they will not be able to harm Allah. If they want to benefit Allah, they cannot benefit Allah. If we know who Allah is, He is complete, absolute. He has got so great and so full power that all of mankind, all creation, whatever forces and powers there are, jinnat, shayateen, whatever, jadu, on everything together cannot harm Allah Ta'ala in the least. But further, Allah Ta'ala says, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَبْجَرِ قَلْبٍ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِنْكُمْ مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. Allah says, oh my servants, if the very first of you and the very last of you, that means all of you, all the insan, all the jinnah, all of them have got the heart of the worst person. That is, all of them are very, very sinful and terrible they are. Their character is terrible. Everything, it does not diminish in my dominion anything whatsoever. It doesn't harm me whatsoever. And on the other hand, Ya Ibadi, O my servant, Lo Anna Awwalakum Wa Akhirakum, the first of you and the last of you, that means all of you all together, Wa Insakum Wa Jinnakum, all the jinn and man, all the creation together, Qamu Fi Sa'irin Wahidin, all of you have one heart, the heart of a very pious person. All of you are extremely pious. It doesn't increase in my dominion anything whatsoever. Allah doesn't get harmed if all of us are disobedient to Allah. If all of us are obedient to Allah, it doesn't increase the magnificence of Allah Ta'ala in any way whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala is completely independent. And if all of you together, قَامُوا فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ, you all stand in one open land, فَسَأَلُونِي, and then all of you ask me your needs, each one separately, the whole of creation, man and jinn, right from the beginning of Adam alayhi salam till the last person who will come in this world, if all ask Allah and all their needs they ask, فَعَطَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَتُهُ, and I give each person what he has asked for. Fully I give each person. مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي, that does not diminish my treasures which I have got. إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْقُسُ الْمَخِيطِ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحَرِ, but only so much how you take a needle and you put it in the sea, and when you take out that needle, the amount of water that it comes out with, which is so negligible, which is nothing. On a needle, nothing sticks to it. If you put a piece of wood, there is the water that has seeped into the wood. But the needle, nothing, no water. Allah says, that amount diminishes of my treasures, not even so much are made less. There are no limits in the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. So when a person asks Allah, he must never hold back. Ask as much as he wants to. Allah gives. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that a person who reads 10 times Surah Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, then a palace is built for him in Jannah. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, in that case we will build many palaces. If it's so easy to build the palaces of Jannah, and yeah, if we just have to think, if we want to just put up a little thin structure, a shanty in one of the squatter camps, it's a lot of work. To get the permission for where we want to put it, to get the zinc, to whether we're going to do it ourselves, nails we will need, what and what we won't need. And to build one palace of Jannah, just to sit and read 10 times, Qul Huwallah. But we don't appreciate the hard work of this dunya, and that shanti, what is it going to benefit you really? And for how long is it in any case? And the palace of Jannah will be forever. But who of us will take out the time and to read that 10 times Qul Huwallah and build our palaces of Jannah? Also Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that Jannah is a barren land. There are no palaces there. There are no trees there. There are no rivers there. All the enjoyments are not there. If we have to make it now while we are in this world, that is why we are here, to read Subhanallah, a tree in Jannah. Read 10 times Qul Huwallah, a palace in Jannah is built. We read the 2 nafils at the end of Zuhr Namaz, a palace is built in Jannah. But how much are we making our Jannah? And we can't go and build it when we are there. Allah has given us this life, and if we go and see really a very, very short life, to build a Jannah which is so far and which is forever and ever. So this is the time to be busy in that. Not waste our time in useless, futile things. Sports, fashion, outings, holidays. We are not here for that in this world. We are here to build our akhirat. And for our marhumin, to send sawab for them. How many of us do that? If we read our nafil namazes, some nafil we can make for our father, another one for our mother, and our ustad, our mashayikh. But we don't read nafil namaz. We are not building our akhirat. We do none of these things. So this is that we have to, Allah has given us this opportunity. And then Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ, it is your actions which I look after for you. What you do, and then I look after them. And Allah is that merciful being. It comes in a hadith, a person gives a piece of a khajur in the path of Allah, not a full khajur also, just a piece. Or for example, he gives 20 cents in the path of Allah. Allah, he keeps on increasing it according to his sincerity, etc., which way he gave it, a needy person, etc., until Allah makes it and it becomes like the Mount Uhud. So much Allah increases it. So this is the occasion, really, if we don't prepare our akhirat, we will have no one to blame but ourselves. And so easy to do the amal of akhirat. So Allah says, you make your amal and I look after them. And I make them grow and I increase them all the time. ثُمَّ أُوَفِّيكُمْ إِيَّاهَا. And then when you will come to me, I will give you all your amal which you did. And if we did not do, of course there is no doubt that the farz are the most valuable. But to increase all the time, we can't increase in our farz. We've read 2 rakats of fajr now, we can't even read another 2 farz of fajr. That is only so much. Yes, we can read our ishraq, our awwabin, other nafal namazes we can read. And by that we can enhance and grow our akhirat all the time. That is why Allah has given us this opportunity. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. So a person who finds good, that is, he gets the tawfiq of doing good, nafal namazas, tilawat, dhikr, tasbih, whatever good he gets, he must make shukr to Allah. Allah has given him that tawfiq to prepare and build his akhirat. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. And a person who does not get that tawfiq of making nafal namazas, of making Allah's ibadat, of building his akhirat, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. Then he must blame nobody but himself. It is his own evil that he's not doing all that good. And he's got no one to blame besides himself. He's got the time, he's got the ability, he's got his hands and legs to make namaz, he's got his eyes and tongue to make tilawat, to make the dhikr of Allah, but he's not doing it. He's got no one to blame but himself. And our amal, in one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ مِنْ جَلَالِ اللَّهِ. That those people who remember of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, مِنْ تَسْبِيحِهِ وَتَحْمِيدِهِ وَتَهْلِيدِهِ وَتَكْبِيرِهِ. Of reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So easy to read it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, yata'atafna hawla al-arsh. These words, immediately as you have read them, they go up and they start making tawaf around the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. As we make tawaf of the Kaaba, these words go and make the tawaf of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Lahu dawiyun ka dawiyun nahal. And then they've got a buzzing sound, like the buzzing sound of bees. And يُذَكِّرْنَ بِصَاحِبِهِنَّ. And what is this buzzing sound? They are praising the reader by Allah Ta'ala. Whoever is ready, we are on the ground. But the dhikr is making tawaf by the arsh of Allah. And the dhikr is praising us by Allah Ta'ala. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَلَا يُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ. Don't any of you love and don't you desire يَكُونُ لَهُ عِنَّ اللَّهِ, that he has got by Allah Ta'ala شَيْءٌ يُذَكِّرُ بِهِ, something that is talking of you by Allah Ta'ala, who is praising you. So just to read Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, what effort is it? What time goes on it? But what are the great returns? And to save 20 cents on a half of a half, 500 grams of butter, we will travel 20 kilometers to save 20 cents. And we spend 2-3 hours to save the 20 cents. But yeah, for this great, great benefit, our minds don't work. And we don't see the benefit. We'll waste our time on the cell phone. We'll waste our time in other things. But we won't get tawfiq to remember Allah. So Allah give us tawfiq. A beautiful hadith, beautiful explanation. In the hadith it comes of it, in the commentaries of the hadith. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on it and to get closeness to Allah and not waste our time. Today is a Sunday, which is also unfortunately a day when our fajr jamaat also is smaller. During the week we make our fajr, but how many good namazes on Sunday they make at home? It's all, the namaz is also gone on holiday. Or we don't make our namaz. When we are free today, we should be making more ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. We are not going to work, we have got more time. Instead of just lazing in the bed or reading the filthy Sunday newspaper, we engage more in the zikr of Allah, in the ibadat of Allah. That will be much, much more better for us. May Allah give us the understanding and the tawfiq.